If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan.
Let me tell you a little story.
I love stories.
Story time with Vinny.
Story time.
So yesterday, we get known off to the airport.
Yeah.
That's my mom. No, I was here.
Okay, so
no, they were driving. In fact, Christina wrote about the texter that made a joke about the bathroom and Alicia.
Oh, that was a very
she texted
one of the best
in
ones.
Said,
yeah,
that was so funny. And mm-hmm. I go,
Alicia really wants you to have a connected bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah, makes sense.
Does it?
Well, I'm sure the girl's traumatized.
We don't even know anyone named Alicia anymore. She's fine. Trust me. Okay. Anyway. They get off. Don't be a jerk.
I still literally can't believe that happened. That is just one of the best stories of
all
time.
It's an ongoing, stupid saga of my life that I can't believe. And I told you one time they were trying to like damage control it. I think for my behalf, they're like, she said that it was like not even a thing. Like she said, I think you're a petite pooper because I didn't notice anything. I didn't hear anything. And I'm like,
oh, a petite pooper.
A petite pooper.
Please stop trying to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
I crapped in front of one of your friends and I didn't even know I did it.
In case you've never heard this story.
Let's talk about the petite pooper.
Yeah. Unbeknownst to Vinny, one of Christina's friends spent the night in the guest room on the main floor, which is where he uses the bathroom, the adjoining bathroom. He never bothers to close that door. Why would he?
It's morning time and I'm all alone.
He's all alone. I mean, as far as he knows. And then as he never noticed. And as he leaves the house, he's like, oh, why is Alicia's car here? That's weird. I wonder where she is.
I didn't know whose car it was, but it was parked. You know, when you have a party and it makes sense the way people are parked because there's cars everywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
but then
yeah.
After all the cars have moved, I'm like, that's a really essie parking job on a corner, barely near the curb.
Mm.
And then it occurred to me that someone's in my house.
Someone is sleeping in the room I just pooped with an open door. Hopefully I pooped petitely.
Okay, no, so I'm telling you, the story continues. Pooper. It's like this thing where they're trying to make me feel good about it. And I'm like, that girl's not our friend anymore.
Yeah. I'm never going to feel good about this. It's always going to be a thing where I pooped next to someone that I didn't know was there.
I don't do that in front of my wife.
Nobody should be. Look, I get it. There are people who have different bathroom habits. But to me, that's you're in your own place. The door is closed. No one. I don't even want to be talked to. Don't talk to me through the door.
Anyway, now that we've relived that.
All right. Yes. Oh, thank God. I missed it so much. All right, so start the story over.
Okay.
I forget what the story is about.
We drop Nona off. She goes to the bathroom.
Is she a petite pooper?
I don't know. I don't think anyone is. I just think that, again,
pooping
they're trying
pooping.
To make me feel good about it, and it's not going to work. Nona gets on the plane. She's home safely. I exhale finally after 2 weeks just because I feel...
One less thing on your plate.
I worry about her, and she's here at my house. I don't want anything to happen while she's on vacation or whatever you'd call what she did. worked pretty hard. Probably she's back on vacation now as a retired lady in her home with a puppy. She just hangs. She doesn't have to.
Yeah. Well, it's she's
grandkids
pushing 80, isn't she? How old is she?
Yeah, something like that. So 70s, like upper
mid 70s. All right. So that's like, it's hard work for grandmas.
Yeah.
With little kids. And okay. They have so much energy.
So then I have to run some errands and I, you know, make sure the house is locked up and alarmed and all that stuff. And I get back to my house and I'm like, you know, there's the kids. Oh no.
Hey, Dad, yeah. I don't even have camp today. Isn't that great?
Yeah. The oldest is in her room talking on the phone, which is the new thing.
Oh, no.
The new
thing.
I mean,
thing. Oh, yes? Oh, no.
Well, no, it's just, you know, this is what girls, you remember being a little kid, right?
I do, but today we text and I know she's not allowed to do that.
Right. So she's talking on the phone.
Good.
Whose phone?
I don't know.
The house line?
I don't, probably. I don't know. I just know that she's chatting away on a nice summer day, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to let that happen for a while because people need
to. Is
she
like laughing and giggling?
Yeah, all the stuff. And talking, get jokes. And
so he's down too.
I don't know if it was him or her friend of hers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what
okay,
that was.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
So at some point, I'm going to start to make dinner, and we're talking about a walk, me and Edie, and then mom goes, where are you guys going? And we're going for a walk. We're going to go hike. And she goes, I'm in.
Oh.
So we all get ready, and we all walk out our front door, and there's trails right near my house, and we walk towards them. And Edie's like, I want to go this way. And mama goes, nope, follow me. And we head off this way.
All right.
And it's mom, then Edie, then me. Okay. We head up this trail.
And Isla's back at the house on the phone.
Isla's back at the house. Chatting away okay, still.
Got it.
We get, I don't know, 5 blocks into the walk. I don't know how many, you know, quarter mile, whatever.
Sure,
we're
okay.
Making around this one turn. And I stop everyone and I go, hey, everyone, I'm behind. I'm making sure that a coyote can't come up and eat our daughter while we're, you know.
That is, yes. You don't want her snatched from behind.
No, she's got to be in between.
Well, she's
us.
Been quiet.
So I'm going to show you these pictures.
Okay.
This is the trail. This is the trail right here.
Oh,
I've
beautiful.
Stopped them. And there's mama with her arms out. And there's Edie like, okay, I'll do it, Dad. And then, oh, here it is. This is when the wasps start to attack us.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Okay, so Edie is unaware. She's standing in the
no
foreground.
Idea.
She's like, hey, Dad, yes, taking pictures. In the background, Christina has taken her arms, which were spread and posed, and now they're sort of flying toward her face. She's curled over. Did you put those up on Instagram?
No.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, I was like, what is she doing? Because she's now flailed. She is hair, like the hat off the hands,
oh
so she's flailing, and I'm like,
did
what?
You guys run for it? What
well,
happened?
That's so Edie then starts to get attacked, and she, now she's going, ah! And I'm up just a ways behind them, and I run into, you know, the hornet's nest because I'm like, I got to save my girls.
Yeah.
And they're attacking us. Christina got, and I thought,
oh my God.
I don't know how. I always thought hornets were those things that come around when you're having a picnic and they're like meat hornets or whatever.
I thought those were yellow jackets.
Okay, that's what I'm saying is I don't know the difference. So one
of. Were they black or were they red?
Yeah, and these
red
were yellow and black.
Yellow and
the
black.
Things
oh,
that,
okay.
But they left stingers though. And the ones that I was thinking of or that I've come in contact with before, they bite. Or it seems like they bite.
Well, they do land and seem to be eating the food.
Yeah, and it seems like when they attack you, they're biting you. Like these wasps,
they'll
hornets,
sting you over
they
and over
left
too.
Stingers in us.
Oh, my God.
I had to pull one off Edie's face and pull one off her finger. Mama had them in her shirt, so she had to rip her shirt off, which was kind of fun. But, you know, she had a bra on, so no one saw anything, but I'm just saying, it was one of those
still,
moments.
Still, what a distraction.
Well, I was just like,
are you going to, is the bra going to stay on?
Then Edie had to take her shirt off because now we're walking back. The hike's over at 15 minutes in.
Oh my God.
We're done.
Did
we're
you
walking
get stung?
Back. I did. I got, and in fact, I got one in the armpit.
Oh boy.
And it's just that's that soft, tender.
Oh, boy.
You know that meat that's in your armpit?
I can only imagine that Edie was crying and screaming.
Then it's even worse because they both had to take their shirts off, and Edie is 6, so she doesn't have a bra on. But for some reason, she's very concerned anyone seeing her
boobs.
So she's like, it's almost like girls know or something.
So she's got her arms crossed.
She's got her arms crossed, covering her nipples as we walk by another hiker and warn him. We're like, bro, that is bad news over there.
That's wasp way.
You want to go left, not right. Oh, thanks. Sorry that happened to you.
Your wife looks great in a bra. That's a good bra. That looks like really supportive. And okay, have a good hike.
So the bright side, though, 2 Benadryl sleep last night. In fact, we all went down because we had to take Benadryl and we had to shower. Like I looked it up and it said, shower that off, pull out any
remaining stingers.
Right. And then put on whatever you want to in order to stop the itching or swelling. You can even ice them, which Christina did because she got the most bites.
Oh,
so there she was posing.
And they were like, that looks delicious. Let's get that.
So they left stingers.
They did leave stingers.
Okay, so it's not a wasp or a hornet because they don't leave stingers.
They don't.
Bees do.
Bees will leave
these
a stinger.
Weren't bees in the traditional sense.
They might have been killer bees.
No! Killer bees! They finally got you after all these years! Oh my God, Vinny, they found you!
Oh, Maddie.
After all these years, you don't even know. The Africanized killer bee has been after Vinny since he was like 7 years old.
That is funny that you say that.
I think they got you.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying, though, is I don't know the whole bee wasp world. I know there's wasps and yellow jackets and hornets and whatever.
Yeah, murder hornets. Remember them? So the thing that is true.
How funny is that, though, in the photo that I'm not even noticing yet?
She's starting to flail.
She's starting to get attacked.
Yeah. I wonder if you just walked by and dad hadn't stopped them. That you guys just would have kept going.
Well, thank you for thinking of that.
I'm just
wondering. Put it on me. That's
I'll put it on the petite pooper over there.
No, he's had enough already today. That's
it's awful.
It's a terrible story.
Oh, let me show you the photo of Mama just curling up.
Hold on. I'm taking a look at this thing. No.
That's as it started.
Look at Edie. Oh.
Edie's oblivious. Edie's just like, are you done taking pictures yet, Dad? And he's all,
I think you got killer bead, man.
I don't know, but it was. It changed the whole course of the night. And then I'm telling you.
So now 2 Benadryls in, you're like.
And Mom was asleep on the couch before I even got up the stairs.
Oh, my God. Edie must have been wiped out, too.
Yeah.
How many times did she get stung?
She got 2, one on the finger and one on the face. Mama got like 6 or 8 of them.
Oh my goodness.
She got nuked. In fact, she even said, I looked it up on the internet and I think I should go to the ER. And I went, okay. And she went, I don't want to. And I went, I wouldn't either.
Yeah. I think if you start to have a massive reaction, you would know.
That's why we took the Benadryl just in case.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that helped. You know, what is it? An antihistamine?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what kind of histamines those things have, but they sound, you know, terrible. Killer bees finally found you, Vinny.
I don't know if they were killer bees. They looked very much like yellow jacket wasp hornets. We looked them up. Oh, actually, one came into our house in Christina's hair,
as
we were sort of like pulling, she goes, I think there's still one on me. And so she flipped her head over and went, ah!
Now they're
it
in the house.
Fell out of her, it fell out of her hair,
experience.
And then I had to, you know.
Yeah, smash it down. I suppose that if there wasn't a stinger in every sting bite, it could have just been, that they had hit the wasp off and it left a stinger.
Because
they might break off. Was there a stinger in every
Not in Christina's that I saw, but Edie's both. I took a stinger off her face and a stinger off her finger.
Yeah.
And then the one in my armpit, like I don't know what was there. I don't know, but they hurt.
Yeah.
And they welted.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Woof.
What a
happy summer, everyone.
When Vinny was little, I think his parents were having some kind of party or something. And you were watching.
You know how parents, well, I don't know about, you know, West Virginians.
Sounds like he was invited to most of the parties.
Right,
you know.
But my parents would throw, like, you know, get-togethers with other parents, yeah. And the kids were, you know.
Go do your thing.
Find something to do. And I watched the documentary on The Killer Bees Are Coming.
Yes.
By myself, in the other room. I don't know what I was thinking. I, you know, I didn't realize it was
on.
I had nightmares forever.
He's
and
told
was
the
truly,
story. Every time bees come up, he starts to shiver and shake.
I truly expected the way this documentary explained it. The Africanized killer bees are on the move. They are coming to get us, and they are going to kill you. And I just never,
Let
I didn't sleep for like weeks.
Well, I'm not an entomologist, but
what?
I'm just saying, if they left stingers, they're in the bee family. And
yeah.
Bees that attack tend to be killer bees.
I almost spit out my toast when Maddie said killer bees. He doesn't know Vinny's history.
When you said killer bees, I was like, oh, this just
took Oh my
a turn.
God, young Connie's biggest fear, the killer bees. Mm. 925 says, they just talked about aggressive bees on the news last night.
Bees! Aggressive bees! It's the killer bees. They've made it here, and they're nesting in the woods by Vinny's house.
Bees, yellow jackets, etc. Do not bite, Vinny. They sting. If they left a stinger, why do you say bite?
Yeah,
the other ones that have come around our backyard and when we're like trying to eat out there as a family.
Yes.
Those seem to come for meat specifically. Like if you got a hot dog, they're coming for that. And they seem to be very aggressive, but they also seem to be biting you, not stinging you.
Yeah.
Like they can repeatedly get you and they'll even chase you.
Right.
To get you. But I don't know enough about it, and I really haven't ever.
Well, we're delicious like hot dogs, so they're probably hungry for us. But they are using their faces on meat. Like, they're eating that.
Right.
So it does seem bitey. Because how else would you tear off a delicious piece of cold hot dog?
Of course, you know, 510, there you are with the USA Today news story of killer bees locations spreading around the United States of America.
Coming
killer
for
bees.
You, Dan. They're coming for you. They're coming for you.
Was there a swarm sound?
You down with OPP? Other petite pooper. Yeah, you know V. You guys, I'm not ever reading that text again.
Keep sending it, please. That and the chapel roan all day, every day. Whatever that one says. 24/7,
yeah,
7 days a week.
Well, listen, they like chapel roan and us. Keep texting.
Andy, keep texting.
It's
period.
All good.
Yep. Whatever you're texting us.
Anyway, how are you?
That was solid, B. Good. I'm great. I was not attacked by bees yesterday or whatever those things were. I mean, I'm going to go with killer bees, but Riley and I did a puzzle together.
Oh,
Riley's home. Dad had a golf lesson, so he took off and we got some good mom and kid time. We have a.
Get in the hot tub?
I did get in the hot tub.
Oh, he didn't go with you?
He didn't want to. It was the middle of the day, and I was just like, this is the only chance I'm going to get to do it. And so I think that he and John got in last night. It's really nice at night because it's got lights and stuff, and it's cold out, you know, so you can...
Help mommy get her swimsuit off, honey. No?
No. But I did have to wear a swimsuit.
Oh, you did wear one?
Of course.
Oh.
I could walk around naked in front of him.
Why?
Because he'd be traumatized. I'm sure he'd be horrified. It didn't even occur to me.
415. Young Connie. I think we just coined Vin's rap name.
Young Connie. Yeah.
That's good.
It used to be always texters. Bonnie. It would autocorrect.
Connie, him. Bonnie.
How come, like, Connie and Bonnie, I think, are much less regular names than Vinny. Like Vinny.
For you, you've been around me for 30 years. Most people are like, Vinny, who's...
I don't know. My cousin Vinny. Vinny, Vinny Barbarino.
I've never asked where Bonnie came from. Is that from autocorrect?
Autocorrect.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I'm Marty.
Yes.
You're Marty, yeah.
And she's Salad.
I'm Salad. The Salad and Bonnie Morning Show. Thank you for listening. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1 in San Francisco.
Oh, we are late.
The Salad and Bonnie Morning Show will be back right after this.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.